Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, where's your strength? The word of God says the joy of the Lord is thy strength. Come on, magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, God is in the building. And when God is in the building, the sick are healed. Amen. Sin get delivered. Amen. Come on, magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Step outside yourself and allow the Lord to work on you on today. This is your turnaround morning. This is your changing season. Come on, ask the Lord to change me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless the name of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you on this morning for being Elohim. Lord God, I thank you on this morning for being El Shaddai. Lord God, I thank you on this morning, oh God, for who you are and what you're getting ready to do. Lord God, I ask right now, oh God, that you continually, oh God, allow your presence to be known in this place, oh God. Lord God, I decrease that you may increase, oh God. Lord God, open up the ears of your people, oh God, that they may hear your word on today, oh God. Lord God, I ask, oh God, that you begin to set free on today, oh God. Deliver on today, oh God. Lord God, the way we came in, oh God, let us leave satisfied, full of your anointing, oh God. And God, I give your name all praise, oh God. I give your name all glory, oh God. For this is the day that you have made, oh God, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. In your son Jesus' name, amen. You may have your seats. Amen. Amen. I feel God in the building. God is in the building. Amen. So go ahead and look around. See who all is here. Because buckle up and hear what God has in store for you on today. Amen. Amen. I'll be coming from Malachi 3:17. And the title of my lesson is, My Case is Different. Amen. My case is different. And they shall be mine, said the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Amen. Amen. My case shall be different. And as I was doing my lesson and thinking about it, as some of you may know, I know Miss Strange know that my favorite shows are either police shows or law shows. Amen. So there you may know all about All Rise. It's about a lawyer. Amen. And I love it, but there was one case on there, and the gentleman was going before the court, and the person that was on trial, the guy said that he had shot him. Well, the guy that was on trial said he did not shoot him. He said he was defending his daughter, which the guy had made accusations towards his daughter at a sporting event. And he was angry, of course, but you know, I guess they got in some kind of argument or disagreement. And the gentleman that was suing said that the guy that was on trial had shot him. Well, you have your jury over there and you got your judge and they all listening to the case. The guy that didn't do the shooting that was claimed that the other guy said he did do the shooting kept saying, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. And, of course, they was pleading his case and he was going before. And it looked as if he was going to be sent to life in jail with two kids, no mother. He was the sole provider of his home. With that being said, amen, the judge called a recess. And she talks to the man with his lawyer and asks him to plead guilty. Now, he knew within himself that he didn't do it. But as the time went on, it looks as if he was going to get some time because of the way the case was being presented. And he was crying. He was crying. But he knew within himself, I did not do this. I did not shoot that young man. We had a disagreement. I didn't do it. But listening to the judge and you thinking that the judge is right and the judge knew what she was talking about, he was trying to save himself some time, not to be in jail. So he would would be with his children. Now, I'm going somewhere with this, which means that he would be on probation, I think, like 6 years. He had to do community service. He had to do all these things. But at least he got to go home every night with his children. With that being said, he still had a record. And he stood up there, and he was crying. And when they came back in to the courtroom, the judge asked, "How do you plead?" He said, "Guilty." He's crying, but he said guilty. And it went on, you know, the show keep going on. Well, the clerk that was cleaning the judge's office that night had found the paper where the jury was not going to convict him. So he said guilty to something that he knew he wasn't guilty about, just listening to the judge talk. And the jury wasn't even going to find him guilty. So with that being said, of course she goes back and tell everybody everything that was going on and the situation, and they had to come back to the court. So now everybody mad at the judge because she was wrong. And they was wanting her to quit her job and X, Y, and Z. Well, when they went back and found out everything, he was found not guilty. And his place, and you know, he got to live his life as a normal life. So with that being said, we as Christians, born again, set free, delivered, your case is different. And if you have to understand, when you come to God and you do everything wholeheartedly the way God says do it, your case is different. But it's not different if you're not doing everything right. They got a reason to come up against you. Amen. So understand that as I go through my lesson. Amen. With all that getting, get an understanding. God will remember those who remain faithful to him and who love, fear, and honor, as well as respect him. Your case is different because you understand that serving God has its rewards. Even though our reward seems delayed, it is coming. Amen. Amen. We as believers have to understand that delayed doesn't mean denied. And that's some of us' problem, because it's not happening as fast as we want it to. We get hard-hearted. We get over easy. We want to give up. We want to quit because it's not working the way we think it's. It doesn't mean that it's denied. Amen. It's just delayed. With it being delayed, do a self-examination to see, why is it delayed? Why haven't I received what I've prayed and asked God for? Why the promises of God had not showed up in my life the way God said they would? Why? Stop questioning and being angry, but look at yourself and see, have I really gave that all up? Because we got some hidden sins that some people don't even know about. Amen. We can hide things because we're not with the household of God every day. Amen. So we got to understand, are we doing everything 100% the way God has us to? Or are we falling short somewhere in the morning time, in the evening time? We sneaking out and doing this that nobody don't see us doing, but we doing it. So your case ain't different if you're doing things that are not of God. But if you're doing everything of God, and if you're what you're praying for is delayed, just keep trusting God, because it's coming too. It's going to be the way God said it was. Just keep doing what God says do. Amen. Don't lean to your own understanding, but trust God in every understanding. Amen. Because when you lean to your own understanding, that's where you get angry. You get hard-hearted. You become judgmental because you see somebody else moving and you not moving. You see somebody else becoming successful and you not becoming successful. Whatever it takes for you to get to that point, get to that point. Don't get angry. Amen. Go praise them. Help them out. Understand where they came from. And then God will start blessing and helping you. Amen. Amen. The children of Israel had been in captivity for 430 years. Things were difficult. There were hardship and stress. With many of questions, and they complained the whole entire time in captivity for 430 years and complaining the whole entire time. Somebody in the camp had to not believe all the complaints. Somebody had to stand up and say, come on now. We've been here long enough, 430 years. We sit in ministries year after year and complain. Majority of us are military. 3 years,
You complained the whole 3 years about being at a duty station rather than trying to figure out why God got you somewhere and do what you need to do for the Lord so you can keep it moving. Amen. And if God got you somewhere, figure it out. We move every 3 years. I'm like, Lord. And every time we move, he would deploy. So it's just me and the children for a year because he's gone somewhere in a deployment. So I had to make the city, the town, the church, whatever, work for our good because he was gone for that year. And I didn't take a complaining spirit, and he was most definitely going to leave me back in our last duty station. Wherever he went, we were going, whether he's going to be there or not. So you got to understand where you're going and the work that God has in store for you, especially being men and women of God. Amen. It's a new endeavor. It's something new that God has in store for you. And what is it that I need to learn? We keep looking backwards to where we used to be. I used to sing the praise and worship. I led praise and worship. I used to lay hands. Well, that was then. God got you somewhere else now. When you get into that position where God got you in that, what is it, God, that you want me to do? What is it that I need to be learning from these set of people? Because they're not like what the ones I was with the last time. These people is crazy. They totally different. The man of God is talking like that, really? There's something that God is trying to attach to your spirit to keep you growing, to keep you going, to give you a different and a better understanding. Amen? Your case is different. Understand that. Amen? So when God see you in the midst of everything going there, there would be a distinction made between the followers and the non-followers, just as he did between the Israelites and the Egyptians. Amen. Exodus 8 and 22 says, "And I will sever in the day the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, to the end thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. And I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow should this sign be." Amen. If you got to understand, who are you? Are you a child of God or are you not a child of God? Amen. Get the distinction right. Amen. Don't come in and you only a child of God on a Sunday or on a Wednesday. And Monday through Friday, you're not a child of God. And you talking and acting any old kind of way. Understand the distinctions, because God will favor you when you put your hands in the air and say, "God, I surrender all to you." And you don't do it just on Sunday, but you do it every day of the week. Amen. When there's anger, when there's frustration, when there's fear, when there's doubt, when there's disbelief, you still trusting in the Lord. Amen. When your home look like it's in destruction and everything look like it's being turned upside down, you still being able to put your hands in the air and say, "Lord, I trust you in the midst of this." Because so many times what we do is when we get before the man or the woman of God and we come into the household of God, we change. And then we'll walk right out that door and we're in an argument. We're in a disagreement. I don't care what he said. I'm not doing that. That's judgment. And it's judgment coming up on you. And you wonder why you're not getting the things of God. Because you're sideways. And you halfway in, you halfway out. You're a non-Christian, you're a Christian. Amen. When somebody talk to you, listen to what they're saying and learn from it. That's what you want your children to do, right? Everybody have children. And when you have a child and you're trying to teach them something, you're standing in their face and you're trying to teach them. And they keep saying, I know how to do it. Okay. I have a little girl like that. She don't want me to help her put her clothes on. They put them on. Every time she do, they on backwards. Or it's sideways or twisted when you walk around like that all day long because you didn't want me to help you. When you want me to help you, you say, "Help, please." So she learned to say, "Help, please." And that's how we are. We don't want the help until something drastic happened. And then we raise a help. "I need help now." What happened to all the instructions that was given to you before? Especially if we've been in the household of God more than 30 days, more than 3 months, and you still not following the instructions, you are hard-headed. And you don't want to listen. You just want to do things your way. Amen. You want to make yourself feel good. Sometimes we got to look bad in order to look good. Amen. In the time of reward, God's put a distinction between his children and the non-Christians. Amen. Understand, when there are difficulty times, God will step in and turn things around. Trust God in the process, in your hardship, your pain. Even when you look at things of this world, doesn't mean that when you look at things that are going on in this world, doesn't mean you have to worry or to be afraid. God got you. Amen. Look at someone and say, my case is different. It's your time of reward. It's your time of distinction. Amen. It's your winning season. Ecclesiastes 3:1. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. God is not indifferent towards sin. He sees exactly what you see and know when to deal with it. Amen. God sees it, he understands it, and he knows it. Amen. You ain't got to try to figure it out. Just keep going forward. Keep call those things that are not as though they were. Amen. Keep calling your house blessed until it's blessed. Keep saying your children are saved and delivered until they're saved and delivered. Amen. Keep saying that your increase is coming until your increase comes. Amen. Keep saying your marriage is number one until it becomes number one. Amen. What a man thinketh, so is he. So what are you putting out there in the atmosphere? What are you saying? What are you thinking? Amen. Understand your thought process matters. Amen. Because it'll carry you up or it can take you down. It's all about the way you think. Amen. It's your life, your circumstances. So many of us are so many times we want God to move, but we don't want to change. Move, God. Do it, God. As soon as God don't, whoa, hold on. Why? Because it's not something we like. Somebody might end up in jail. Well, God, I ain't want them to be in prison. Sometimes that's what a change takes. Amen. So you want somebody to deliver. You often hear people when somebody go to jail or either die, they was just turning their life around. That's okay. It's true. You hear it all the time. That's fine. They may have been. If they're in jail, let them keep turning their life around. If they're dead, they just hit heaven. Amen, because they turned it around for the better. So we sit and we be sorrowful about things that's going on rather than trusting the process that God got us in. Amen, understand the process that you're in and keep moving forward. Are you doing everything biblically like the word of God is saying? Because if you are, when things happen, you'll be able to trust God in it. So many times we're praying for stuff and we're praying and we're praying and we get hard-hearted because it's not happening. It's happening. It's going the way God wanted it to go. Just keep moving forward. Amen. Don't give doubt. Don't give up. Don't give hope. Get down because it don't look like it's happening overnight. Some things take longer than others. Amen. Because we need to clean up this old man. We need to clean out that old man. Amen. Sometimes you don't even realize that you thought you was delivered from anger till something happened. You thought you was delivered from frustration until something happens. You thought you was delivered and your bank account was full until something happens. And then you go back to that old man and get it the way you used to get it, or do it the way you used to do it, or say the things you used to say. Then you got to do, instead of doing a self-examination, what we do, we put one foot in there, then we look back over there. Because that seems easier. Because that seems better. And the more we keep looking at the right, we keep stepping back into the wrong. Because it's working. Because that's the way the devil designed for it to set up in your life, to make you think that it's working. And the farther you get back, the farther you get away from the things of God. So what you have to do is when it's not going the way you're going, you say, God, I trust you in the midst of this storm. It don't look right now, God, but I believe you and you're going to make it happen for me, God. I know my children will be saved and delivered, oh God. Lord, I know that my finances is coming to life, God, because I've done everything that I need to do. So I'm believing you. Stop going backwards into things. Stop allowing the devil to trick you out of the things that God has in store for you. Amen. Look at someone and say, do you want to change or not? You have to understand that there is always judgment before revival. Amen. There's always a judgment before revival. Revelation 21 and 4 says, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death should not no more, neither should there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. Amen. They have passed away. It's only temporarily. Amen. Only temporarily. Just trust God. Romans 8 and 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Things happen to let humanity know that they are in need of a Savior. Amen. Listen, if you have been contemplating on leaving the church, or if you know someone that has been contemplating on leaving the church, look at somebody and say, this is not the time. Amen. Stop playing Russian roulette with your life. Amen. Come Sunday after Sunday. Be here Wednesday after Wednesday. Stop, because you never know. Tomorrow's not promised to nobody. Pastor Wilson, you said that people are dying just like this. And you playing Russian roulette because somebody made you mad, so now you're supposed to go drink, and then you're going to come into church, and now you're going to live holy. Now you mad. Now I'm not going to talk to you. I'm upset. You're going to cuss them out. Then you come into church, and you're speaking in tongues. You're playing Russian roulette with your life, and tomorrow's not promised to nobody. Amen? So you better get it right, keep it right, and keep it moving, going forward in the things of God. You're not fooling nobody but yourself. You're only lying to yourself. You're only putting yourself in hell, nobody else's. Because the word is given to you. All you got to do is take it and apply it to your life and keep moving forward. Stop hiding out thinking don't nobody know. Just because ain't nobody saying something don't mean don't nobody know. But it's between you and the Father to get it right. Nobody didn't have to tell me I was a mess. I already knew I was a mess. I had to make the choice to say I needed to make this change. So my case can be different. Amen. My mother had 13 kids. I said, oh, no. Now I do got 6. I adopted 2. But somewhere you got to make a distinction between what is right and what is wrong. Somewhere you got to make a distinction and say the generational curse stops with me. Amen. Amen. Cancer runs in my family. Heart problems run in my family. Diabetes run in my family. Amen. I am over 50 and I don't have either. And I choose not to have either because I know who my Father is. Amen. And when I go to the doctor, they say, oh, no. Mm-mm. You ain't giving me no medicine. I'll go home and take care of that. I'm not, no high cholesterol. No. I'm not dying like that. When I say I'm living my 100th, mother, I'm living in my, with my heels on. And then I get to talk like you, sassy. Come on, stop allowing the devil to kill you and to beat you up. It happened to my mother. It happened to my grandmother. So it's bound to happen to me. The devil is alive. Choose not to be that way. Amen. Stop allowing what the devil did to you and things that happen in your life to make who you are. It just happened. It's not who you are. Go past those things. Trust the Lord. Believe in him. Learn of him. Grow with him so you can be a part of him. So your case can look different. Amen. Get outside yourself. It's time to get closer to the throne room as much as possible. It's time to get rid of all of our ugly sin, our unseen sin that you think no one knows about. It's time to stop playing and start getting serious about your life and where you want to spend the rest of it. God is sending a revival, a refreshing to the church. There's going to be type of judgment first, though. First And it's going on, if you pay attention. It's going on, but stay connected. Don't let the devil fool you because you're seeing great men fall or you hearing all these horrible things. Stay connected. Don't let that fool you. Amen, because the revival is going to take place in the household of God. Where are you going to find yourself? Being caught up in the midst of the sin or being thankful for the revival? Amen. As men and women of God, don't worry about what you see is happening. Just remain focused and keep the vision in front of you. Keep moving forward. Don't allow the devil to make you stumble. Amen. Everybody know what a vision is. Do you know the vision of this house? Put it in front of you. And that's what you pray for on a day-to-day when you pray for the household of God. Amen. Amen. From the words of Pastor Woodson, what's permitted to happen to others is not permitted to happen to me or us. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, my case is different. Yes, people are losing jobs. Businesses are closing, but I got promoted. Amen. My business is thriving. Yes, people are getting divorced, but my marriage is strong. Yes, churches are closing down, but every seat is filled in every service in IDF Colorado. Amen. 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 Yes, people are getting fired or struggling with finances, but my bank account is full. I got a pay increase. I got a raise. Shout, my case is different. Question, ask yourself, don't answer. Are there benefits of being righteous of God? Yes, it is benefits. Psalms 112 and 6 says, for the righteous will never be moved. He will be remembered forever. There are some things that make your case different. Amen? There are some things that will make your case different. My first point is get off the battlefield. In order to make your case different, get off the battlefield. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our war are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ. How do you take a thought captive? As soon as it comes to your head, devil, you a lie. I bind it now in the name of Jesus. That sister didn't roll her eyes at me. Let me go give her a hug. Amen. He wasn't talking about me. Let me go give him a hug. Bind every thought captive, because that's how the devil gets you outside of church and making you think everybody is against you in the church. The man of God up here talking about tithing and offering, you thinking he wants your money. When it's an increase and an improvement in a developmental state for your own well-being, but you're thinking that he wants something for you, that's how the devil gets you. Take your thought into captivity. Bring it back down and say, oh, no, devil, not today. I'm going to learn what I need to learn. You know how we get in church and we can leave out and they was like, how was church? It was good. What was preached? What did praise and worship say? Because our mind is, you smell that chicken back there. What you going to do after church? The ball game, football, basketball, whatever. Your mind is there. Rather than coming in and learning what you need to learn, leaving out and applying it to your life. Take your thoughts captive. Tell the devil, not today, I'm learning what I need to learn. You go to school to learn, to get an education, to pass. Pass this test so your case can be different. Your case can't be different if you keep on allowing your thought to rule and abide there. You don't live here no more. If it's not of God, get out. I'm not dealing with it, not today, devil. You are a lie. Amen? Romans 12 and 2 says, Do not be conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Amen. Do not be conformed to this world. We live in it. You don't have to live like it. Amen. Stand out. Amen. Make a difference. My second point is stand on Christ. Finished work. Stand on Christ. Finished work. 1 Peter 2 and 24 says, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By the wounds you have been healed. By his wounds you have been healed. Amen. Stand on what God went through. Stand on. God already fought your battle. He already won the war. He already did it. You ain't got to plead your case. Amen. Just stand on what God stood on. Stand on the work that the Father has already finished for us. Amen. You ain't got to fight trying to prove that you saved. You ain't got to fight scripture. With all that getting, get an understanding. If you don't understand it, I'm going to pray for you. We're not going to argue about it. Let's keep it moving. You don't have to do it. Amen. John 19, 28 through 30 says, after this, Jesus, knowing all things were known, accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, says, I thirst. Now there was a set of vessels full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it in his mouth. When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Before this time, people have to sacrifice. Before Jesus died for us, people were having to sacrifice animals when they had sinned. Once they sacrificed, their sins would be forgiven and they would become clean before God. Well, Jesus became the final and ultimate sacrifice for sin. When he said, it is finished, it was paid in full. Jesus came to finish God's work of salvation. Jesus took all sin upon himself. Now we can freely approach God because of what Jesus did for us. It is finished. There's no sacrificing of animals. All you got to do is say, God, I live, and for God, I die. Jesus already bore it all for you. When he said it is finished, like vinegar wasn't enough to put in his mouth, he didn't have to take it. He didn't even have to go through what he went through, but he did it for me and for you. And he came from heaven to earth to show you that you can go through the depths of the depths of the ugly of the ugliest and still live. All you got to do is die to yourself. All you got to do is say to the old man, it is finished. And live a life for Christ. Amen. It's finished. Amen. My third point is to repent. Matthew 4 and 17. For that time, Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. So in the midst of you going through, if you want your case to be different, amen, you got to repent. And that's of everything. So many times we repent of the things that's noticeable. And then there's still stuff that's holding on. Yeah, as the app goes on in the background, you still got that turning, that wheel turning. Repent of it all. Ask God to deliver you from it all. Get set free and deliver from it all. Amen. Get delivered from it all so you can live a life of freedom. Amen. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. Repent. I lied. I'm sorry. Even if you sitting there talking to somebody, y'all talking about something, like, girl, no, I'm lying. I was thinking this morning, I didn't do it, But I was thinking, Ezra was in the bathroom brushing her teeth, and Pastor Wilson's wallet was right there. And I was going to open the wallet up, but I was going to do it as an example to see what she was going to say. And she would have, I know her, she would have been like, Papa, mommy had what's in your wallet, you know. And what I wasn't in your wallet. Listen, guys, this is playing in my head as I'm sitting here helping her brush her teeth. No, I wouldn't, I would have lied. Now, none of that happened. I was just playing this out in my head as I was helping her out. Amen. But that's how we do. Because we don't want to get caught in our mess. We don't want nobody to know what we've done. No, I ain't do that. No, yes, you did. And especially when they get that high tone, that high pitch. I'm going to walk away because I know you're lying. You're lying. You're lying. Let's calm your voice all the way down. Go back to your normal talking so we can get delivered. Repent. Amen. My fourth point is ask the court to be seated. Daniel 7 and 10. A fiery stream issued a come forth from before him. Thousand ministered unto him, and 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the brooks were open. Amen. Ask the courtroom of heaven to be seated to hear your case. It's impossible to get a jurisdictional ruling from any court of law if the court is not yet seated. This is why no courtroom battle ever proceeds until the judge has been seated. Amen. In the midst of everything, ask the court, sit down, hear my case. Amen. Ask yourself, because you got many members in your head. Amen. I was also thinking about this alter ego thing. Y'all be careful with the alter ego. Get free and delivered. Ain't no two of you. It's just one. Amen. Who are you? Some of us, Pastor Wilson said. Who are you? Live who God say you are. Amen. Not who you practicing to become. There's no alter ego. Ask God to be seated and plead your case the right way. Amen. My fifth point is, y'all getting anything? Present your case with boldness. Hebrews 4 and 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. Boldness is an important spiritual ingredient for approaching the throne of grace. It is demonstrated our confidence. It demonstrates our confidence in the finished work of Christ and the goodness of God. When we approach the court of heaven, it is important that we do so in spirit of boldness and not fear. Amen. Fear actually works against us and gives the devil legal footing against us in the courts of heaven. 1 John 4 and 18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts all fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Amen. You can become bold and stand boldly before the Father. Just don't get fearful. Amen. Boldly is, if you become fearful, it means you're up there lying and you already know you're wrong. So then you get afraid. Amen. Stand boldly before the Lord. I'm a sinner. I've sinned. I've committed this. I lied. I'm adulterous. I'm a cheater. I'm a whoremonger. I steal. I curse. I've backslided. Stand boldly before the throne room. Plead your case. And once you plead your case, allow God to take the charges. Amen. Go back free. Get delivered. Amen. And keep living a life before Christ. Amen. And every time it hits you, go back to the throne room. Deliver me, God, from my own self. Because I always think it's man that's messing me up. But when I look around, I find that it's me. We always want to blame somebody else for the problem. When you look at yourself, it's you. You want to protect yourself because you've been hurted way too many times. Amen. You're not going to let another person hurt you, so then you got that covering of protection. You lie because every time you told the truth, they say, no, you're lying, so you started lying. Amen. So you're always trying to protect yourself. Just stand boldly and ask God to deliver you in the areas that need to be delivered so you can be set free. And you can plead your case. And once you plead your case, you can leave knowing that you're delivered, that you're set free, that you're healed. And once you get your healing, never, ever pick at the sore again. Because most of the time, we pick at things, and it opens back up. The wound opens right back up. And then it got to take a process of healing. And sometimes the healing is longer than it was the first time around because you pick at it and you pick at it. Once you get healed, get delivered. Get set free. You don't have to go open that womb up again. Amen. You don't have to justify yourself to nobody. Even the old people that come into your place and your presence, you ain't got to go back to where you used to be. I'm not like that no more, baby. I don't talk like that no more. I don't do those things no more. And if they respect you enough, they'll understand. If not, keep it moving. Amen. Because you're trying to be delivered. You're trying to be set free. Amen. I have two more, three more, and I'll be out of your hair. Amen. Number six, wait for the Spirit's witness. Wait for the Spirit's witness. Romans 8 and 16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. One of the most important things we can do so we can understand or have confidence in knowing that our case is different is wait for the witness of the Holy Spirit. Before we leave the courtroom, I think I said it earlier, the Holy Spirit is the highest officer of the court of heavens operating on earth today. He'll give you a witness in your spirit when the divine restraining order yourself seeking has been granted. And if it hasn't been granted, ask the Holy Spirit why. Amen. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, ask God to give you the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the Holy Spirit is faithful to answer you promptly. If you have the Holy Spirit, you will not be the same. If you operate with the Holy Spirit, your life is different. If you operate with the Holy Spirit, and when you come into the presence of the old, they will know. Because they will see and understand there is something different about that. And you ain't got to even explain. Like I was saying earlier, when you come into the presence, if the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you, when you come into the old, they will know there's a difference about that person. So if you don't allow the Holy Spirit to come alive and operate, activate it on a day-to-day basis, amen, use it just like anything else. We get up together, we go to bed together, we walk throughout the day together. Amen? Because I can't be nothing without it. As well as Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Amen? Understand who you are and obtain the things of God. So many times we get in the household of God and we want to work in a position. And we get to failing in the position because we're not operating the way God has us to operate. You will never fail if you do it the way God says do it. Amen. You won't get tired in well-doing if the Holy Spirit is living on the inside. Amen. If it's your comforter, if it's your guide, you will be able to let it lead you the right way. Amen. Number seven, receive the court's verdict by faith. How many of us receive something and we get mad? Often, receive the court's verdict by faith. Amen. The man of God is talking to you like, he is not talking to me. That is not for me. If you're saying it's not for you, it's probably for you. If you're getting upset, go and get your thoughts unto captive and say, God, Let me hear what I need to hear again so it can take residence in my spirit because I choose not to be the same. Amen. We always get upset when something is speaking into our inner man. We want to be angry and turn around. No, I know what you're talking to me. Yes. Yes, God showed him. Get it together so you can get delivered. Amen. Receive the court's verdict by faith. John 8:10. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, "Woman, where are those thine accusers? Has no man condemned thee?" Verse 11, she said, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said unto her, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." No legal case inside any courtroom is ever considered complete until the final verdict has been rendered. If a verdict has not been rendered, it may mean that the prosecutor has more evidence against the plaintiff that the courts must also consider, or the plaintiff attorney have witnesses, testimonies, or evidence on your behalf that they want the courts to consider. That's why lying, living a life holy and acceptable unto God is important, so the devil won't have anything to hold over you. Amen. My last point, reinforce your righteous victory daily. Reinforce your righteous victory daily through thanksgiving. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. The most powerful weapon is thanksgiving. Keeps us with the attitude and continual praise over what God has already done. Thanksgiving feeds your spirit with hopeful anticipation. Thanksgiving feeds your spirit with expecting things to go on the inside so it can begin to develop on the outside. Did you know that miracles only happen in spiritual atmospheres when a divine charge of a thanksgiving takes place? It's important to keep the spirit of thanksgiving in the aftermath. Amen. And I'm closing with this. Paul had been in prison in Philippi. That's in Acts 17:10, Paul was chased out of Thessalonica. In that same chapter, verse 14, he was smuggled out of Berea. Just a couple of verses down, he was laughed at in Athens. In Corinth, he was rewarded as a fool. In 1 Corinthians 1:18-23, he was stoned at or in Galath. Through all of this mistreatment, abuse, he still says he is not ashamed. Understand that the true faith is not a single event, but a way of life. You have to endure. You have to endure as a good soldier. Your case is different.
Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise. Lord, you've done so much for me. You won't think about, you can stand. We're getting ready to get out of here. The altar is open. You won't think about quitting as much this year. Your previous years, for some of you, spiritually and emotionally, you were in and out of the game. But this year, you won't be in and out of the game because God gonna do some incredible stuff to you, for you. Say, my case is different. You deserve to be where you at right now. But God is going to shift it for you because your case is different. He wants you to win, and you deserve to be exactly where you're at right now. But because God is a loving, caring, sharing Father, he going to make sure that you don't have to be there. That he going to turn some things around for you. And even as I was sitting there, the Lord was saying to somebody that he's going to expunge your record. In the natural, it'll still appear. But going forward, nobody will hold it against you. Even when they see it, they will not even mention it. You won't have to explain it to them away. You won't have to go in with this thesis trying to convince them. Say, my case is different. That he's going to work some things in your favor to shift your focus off the negative so much. You should receive that because some of us are not in a good place. But he's going to favor you to shift your focus off the negative. And he's going to rewrite the corridors of things that's in your mind to where you've always seen things from a pessimistic view. And it's clouded your ability to see the goodness of the Lord, even though the Lord was working on your behalf. But this year, you're going to see the Lord high and lifted up in your life, that he'll break your focus from the negative effects of this world. And you'll see him in the goodness of who he is and what he really wants to do for you. You should receive that. You should receive that. You should receive that. You should receive that. You don't want to be strong in this hour. You want to be weak. When you're weak, the Lord will fight for you. See, my case is different. Every adversary that's come up against you, as you would humble yourself under the hand of the Lord, they're going to crumble at your feet. They're going to crumble at your feet. They're going to recognize that this is the Lord working on your behalf. They're going to yield to you. Worship the Lord right there. If you know how to, don't clap. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. He's going to write some stuff. This is a season where he's going to rewrite your life. You have messed it up, but the Lord is still going to be good to you. He got an invested interest in you winning in this hour. He's got an invested interest in the church winning in this hour. And I can't preach it right now. I'm probably a month or so away from teaching it. But I'm going to explain to you what y'all seeing in the earth, but yet it's not even going to affect you at all. For the body of Christ, the body of Christ is going to go through a refreshing. And people who've walked away from the Lord and been gone long time, they're going to come back. Don't ask them where they be and just hug them and pull them back in. God is doing some things to make sure they know their case is different. Hallelujah, Jesus. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord right there. This is going to be an extraordinary year for you. Don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it. Don't you fret. Yeah, we've all done some things. We've all messed up. That's the beauty of the blood. He makes sure your case is different. But we have an advocate who sits at the right hand of the Father. His name is Jesus. Say Jesus three times. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's never lost a case, and he's pleading on your behalf. Always be honest with the Father. Worship the Lord. Lift your hands.